What's going on?
What's up, cuz? How are you?
Fantastic. TGIF. Long weekend ahead for me. Just chilling with the little man here as he types away violently on my laptop to entertain him.
I'm probably, you know, putting in better bets than you for sure.
Yeah, I mean, him and Barkley would probably out-profit me, so.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I mean, if a dog can go undefeated and humans can't, then who knows? Maybe a baby as well.
Yeah, I've read that like a 3 or 4 year old human child is about the intelligence of an adult dog, so not too far off.
Yeah, that makes sense. So Jude and Barkley just crushing the pool and every bet, and maybe we should just not bet anymore.
Or just trail them.
Or yeah, exactly, like I feel like I. And you see what's in those treats.
Yeah, some mystery serum.
picks
the right teams.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I know we're on the same page for college. If we want to do a quick little rundown of what we're taking for our week 3 bets, and then we can kind of do a quick game by game NFL. So a little all encompassing NFL. And
I was going to say, since we've already chatted about college, let's just let's go quick there and then hit the NFL games. Because, yeah, we are basically in agreement on pretty much 90% of college. So,
yep.
Let's deal with that.
All right. We'll start from the top. Penn State at Auburn. We both like Penn State. Actually, your favorite bet of the week. I just posted the picks, by the way, for – you 5 people out there that follow us on Instagram.
Yeah, let's make it 6, by the way.
All right. Maybe 6, 7, who knows, by the end of the season.
Invite your relatives. Let's go.
We both like Penn State. You're taking a money line. I actually took them -2.5. I like under the field goal. You can maybe give a quick explanation on why you love them so much, and then we'll move on.
Yeah, sure. Real quick, I'm an Auburn fan. I think they're atrocious this year. I you know, have lived my entire life in the state of Pennsylvania, so I'm not down there with the crazy SEC people, and I think usually they're crazy, but when they were calling for Brian Harsin to get fired, I was like, yep, I'm in. still in. Still want it. Maybe lose 4 straight and just get another coach, but I just think they're really, really bad. And, the 2.5, obviously, you're going to get better odds. I think we briefly talked about this. I think the under is another possible option. And the only reason I like the money line over the 2.5, like, doesn't 19-17 seem like a possibility? So,
I'm not ruling that out. But under a field goal, yeah, I guess you're taking the points, or you maybe flip it to the underdog if you were on Auburn, then you would just probably take the money line instead of the +2.5. But
yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, though, like you said, you wanted a brief summation. Auburn has 2 inaccurate quarterbacks and a shitty coach, and Penn State has a very good secondary. So there you go. Well, I think 23-3 is possible.
Yeah, I like that score line. I think that could be pretty close to the final score. Yeah. All right, up next we have Texas A&M hosting the U. I'll make it short and sweet on my side. I think overreaction from Texas A&M losing last week, and seems like everyone and their brother this week is, oh, I love Miami. Oh, I love Miami. Why are they getting 6 points? Well, that's exactly why I love Texas A&M. So I also took A&M and the -6.
Yeah, same. I think you're right. Overreaction on the A&M loss. The U's been back since, 2003, and they've never actually been back. The last time they were really, really back, they were 11-0 and lost at Pitt. I remember it vividly because it was Black Friday. It was the day after Thanksgiving.
I was actually there. I was at that game.
There you go. Yeah. And I almost went to the game, and I'm like, Pitt will probably win. And I don't really want to go there. I'm maybe a little hungover. I don't even remember. But yeah, there you go. Miami's not back, and A&M's I'm with you. A couple touchdowns, probably bounce it back and, you know, go into SEC play that way.
Mm-hmm. A little nostalgia. I believe that was a night game. And I remember going there with my family. Like, it was a whole, like, Wilson, Goss kind of college football outing. Yeah, that was great. And that was when they were both in the ACC, right?
Yeah, so you might be thinking it definitely was not a night game, though. It was a nooner. That's the only reason
I'm thinking of a different Miami Pitt game that I went to.
I was just going to say, because I actually remember that vividly. The only reason I didn't go is because it was a nooner. And Pitt was like, I don't know, 6-5, and Miami was 11-0. Miami ended up doing the Miami's back. They were 2 in the country. They lost to Pitt. They got absolutely face-fucked by Clemson, and then they lost to Wisconsin. So I think they might have been the only team, you know, I'm not saying this as an actual stat, to start 11-0 and then go 11-3.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if that's true. I mean, Miami being back is almost as comical as Texas being back or Nebraska being back. It seems like every year someone is saying, you know, one of those teams from the 90s that were powerhouses, and they none of them have gotten back to their former glory. So
no, and the funny thing, and we don't have to continue this. Let's go to the next game. But it is funny that, like you said, those teams are always back. And USC, who hasn't actually been down for that long, and I'm not even going to, you know, be an idiot and say they're back, but they just get a good coach, and they're actually like, okay, they're number 7 in the country.
Yep. Didn't take much. Up next, we have Purdue at Syracuse. Don't love this, but I am trailing you on this one and taking the Boilers. You know, I thought about emotional hedging and taking Syracuse, but in the end, I really like Purdue in this spot, and I think that there's some disrespect with this line, and Syracuse isn't very good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to add much. Obviously, Purdue's your squad, your alma mater. I just think they're better, and it's not like, you know, I know Syracuse has the little dome, and it's like kind of a home advantage, but I just think Purdue's probably a touchdown better, and the fact that they're getting points is like, okay. Same with you, though. I'm not too big. Yeah, this isn't a multiple unit thing. I don't trust it enough, but definitely worth throwing, you know, a unit or two.
All right, I'm going to loop in some of these MAC schools. So we both are going small. We have Toledo, Akron, and Ohio. Ohio is at Iowa State, who had a nice little rivalry win last week against Iowa, but not really impressive performance. And then we have Akron and Tennessee. Tennessee should blow them out, but as we had discussed earlier, 7 touchdown favorite. I just like them to call off the dogs and coast in the fourth quarter. And then the Toledo game is Ohio State, which I've done a little bit of research, and it seems like not only they are a pretty solid team, but one of the best teams in the MAC, if not the best team in the MAC. And if I'm getting over that key number of 31, so, you know, 3 touchdowns, extra points, and the field goal, I like that as well. So just kind of a gut feeling and small bets with the MAC teams.
Yeah, 2 quick things. Don't forget about Bowling Green as well.
Yep, I did not bet that, but I did have that down.
All right, so I do like that. Just, you know, Marshall coming off beating Notre Dame. And obviously I'm with you on most of the MAC ones. I did give a second thought, though. And I know that scumbag Urban Meyer is not coaching Ohio State anymore. But that one gives me a little pause the more I think about it, just because Ohio State seems like they're kind of like the 5'9" guy in the room with all the tall guys that just have to prove themselves. Where I don't know. I think Ohio State, if there's any team of the ones we're talking about, they might be like, oh, we just want to win by 50 just to, you know, prove their talent. And then
they might. And then if I win the other two, then I'll be happy. So,
yeah, and I'll probably do them all. But
I expect one of them to lose or one of them to not cover. So, going down the list, you have Nebraska +11. That's a game I'm not betting. I lean with you on that one, kind of a little morale boost after firing Scott Frost, who, you know, basically created a dumpster fire first couple weeks. And then Oklahoma, I think what you had said the opening line was 3 or 4, and now it's 11.
Yeah, so before the season, that line was 3. And I get all that's happened. Like I said, I haven't really given a deep dive to what's happened, but I know for a fact that interim coaches usually do pretty well. And yeah, for a line to go from 3 to 11, just because of a couple weeks, I feel like Nebraska is going to be pumped up. They probably won't win. Maybe they will. Who knows? Yeah, I just think it's worth. I mean, you're literally getting over 10.
Yeah, I don't think over that key number. Yep.
Yeah. So there we go.
Jude says hi. Hi to everyone. So last one, or one of the last ones, had Nevada plus 23, and this is one that I had brought up to you that I think you are joining me on, playing Iowa, who have been an absolute disaster so far. Their offense has been completely horrible. I think scoring like a total of like 14 points in 2 games or something like that.
Yeah, I think their score through 2 games is 14-13.
And Nevada losing to Incarnate Ward, I believe. They are far from impressive, but I just don't see how Iowa has enough offense to win by, I don't know, 3 touchdowns and a field goal. So this is kind of just a, I don't know, a number thing for me.
Yep, totally. Seems like a lot of points. As you know, I went to RMU, Bobby Moe, Robert Morris University, 1AA. I wouldn't take Iowa minus 24 against them. So, against an actual D1 opponent, I mean, you just said it. I don't need to add much. Literally, they scored 14 points in 2 games. Not against
yeah.
Like, and it's not like they were playing Alabama.
And what is the most puzzling to me, which I haven't taken yet, but I am thinking about taking the over 39.5. So a 23-point spread and a total of 39.5. It's just, I don't know. I feel like Nevada could, you know, put up 17 to 20 of their own and, you know, they would still cover and go over. So I could see, like, I don't know, a 30-17, something like that, or I don't know, 27-17, and you'd hit the over and the cover. So
I was just going to say, like, 28-14, which even seems aggressive for Iowa. Yeah, it's just an ugly game. I'm with you. Like, I'm actually not too worried about the total. I just want Nevada. I'm not confident Iowa can do that on their own. So there we go.
Fair enough. Last one, which we both lean, is Pitt minus 10.5 against Western Michigan. Slightly a revenge game. I think there will be some guys on the field tomorrow that are pissed after losing to them last year. And after coming off a loss to Tennessee at home, I think they're going to just be pissed off. So,
yeah, agree. And a little underrated, nobody really talks about because there's no reason to talk about it. But if Pitt beats Western Michigan at home last year, like, they're in the conversation for the
playoff. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is nuts. And no one really talks about that. So I do think, yeah, wow. It's not like crazy. Jude does not like my take here, which is
funny. No, he's pissed. He's changing the channel. Didn't want to watch soccer anymore. Rather watch SpongeBob, so we're getting a little feisty.
And then, you know, SquarePants and all that. But, yeah, with you on Pitt. And last one before we get to the NFL real quick, because I know you want.
Was it Fresno?
Yeah, I do like Fresno. I just think USC's been really good. It's kind of a sneaky line. I expected 17. The fact that it's only 11. I think they're kind of begging people to take the Trojans.
Fair enough.
And Jude's like, fuck you on that one too.
Yeah, he is an absolute disaster right now.
Oh, he's a big USC fan and a big Iowa fan, apparently.
Yeah. Who would fucking know? And he's going to be sleeping on the streets here pretty soon. All right. Well, those picks are already posted. Let's do a little NFL rundown. We don't need to really talk about last night's game, but everyone knows the Chiefs won by 3. Most people had a 3.5 or 4. So the Chargers did cover, and that backdoor actually fucked me. So unfortunate, well, yeah. Unfortunate.
Actually, but real quick, I do want to talk about it because I had the same game teaser that got the Chargers up to 10 and the over at 47. And, it's a nice little profit for me, so I kind of do want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. I just want
to. You just wanted to rub it in my face. Well, fuck you. A little bit. All right, let's move on to the Sunday slate. We will start off with the Jets at the Browns. The Browns laying 6 on most books. I lean Jets. This is not one I'm probably going to bet, but I don't know. Browns barely pulled it out. Last second kick against the Panthers. I don't really love what the Jets are doing. I mean, they weren't impressive against the Ravens, of course, losing by double digits. But this is just a gut feeling for me.
Yeah, I have nothing to add. I'm not going to bet it, but I can't lay the points with the Browns. So if I hadn't picked a side, it would be the Jets.
Commanders at Lions. Basically a pick'em now.
Pick'em.
Yeah. I see Detroit -1 and pick'em on another site. So very, very interesting to me. I told you, and I've already bet this, I like the over in this. For the total, I'm not going to take a side.
Yeah, I don't hate the total. So the only reason I would think of a side, I don't love it, but the fact that every human that's, you know, has a microphone and is on TV seems to be taking the Lions, but the spread seems to be going towards the Commanders. So it seems like the sharps are definitely on the Commanders. I'm with you, though. I mean, that's been on full, too. I don't even know what I'm going to do there. I do like the over because I think both, well, the Lions defense stinks. Commanders, maybe okay. But we don't need to spend too much time there. Yeah, we're
Lions. Jude watched Hard Knocks. He's a big Lions guy. So
who's that?
I said Jude. He watched Hard Knocks, and he's all on the Lions.
Yeah, he's like, fuck you guys for
Dan Campbell for Coach of the Year.
Dan, with his massive dip. Gotta love him.
All right. Well, we won't waste too much time on that game. Let's see here. We have Bucks Saints, another NFC South showdown. As we have both chatted before, the Saints own the Bucks recently. I don't have the official stat on those last matchups. I wish it showed the recent.
They were so I can't give you exact stats, but I know for sure. Since Brady has gone to Tampa, they have lost by double digits in the regular season all 4 times. Obviously, they beat them in the playoffs on their Super Bowl run, so let's not forget about that. But, yeah, the Saints not only are 4-0 against the Tom Brady Bucks, they are 4-0 with double-digit wins.
Yep. I would lean Saints money line. You know, you're getting 2.5, so.
Yeah, home dog. I'm just a little worried that it almost seems too obvious, and maybe like this year is different, but yeah, if this is one that is not going to be bet by me, but if I had to, I would do the same thing. Saints money line, you can get a little bit of loss.
Yep.
So
we have the Panthers and the Giants. Thoroughly disgusting game. Giants laying 2 points. I don't even know what to do with this. Probably something I will not bet.
Yeah, so my only issue, I would love to hammer the Panthers. Because what I saw from the Panthers in the fourth quarter, even half of the third quarter, was pretty impressive. CMC doing his thing, Baker kind of cooking. I think the Giants are a little bit fraudulent. So everything in me wants to take the Panthers. I just don't know if I trust. I don't think in all the conversations we've had, on or off the record, I don't think I've ever talked about a coaching, advantage. I think Dable is just way better than Matt Rhule.
Yeah. Yeah. So I agree. Me.
Like, I would love the Panthers, but I'm like, I got this dude that's dancing, wearing his FDNY hat and doing all this shit. And then I've got this goon that, like, I honestly think Baker Mayfield might have turned the fucking earphone off.
Like, for the play calls?
Yeah. It was, like, two different games. And I had Carolina. I think you had Carolina last
week. The first half was horrible.
It was pathetic. And then all of a sudden, it's like Baker just chucking. And if they could have managed the time late in the game, and there were a couple of bullshit calls, Carolina, like, destroyed them the second half.
And that's the reason why I lean the Jets, because I don't think the Browns are very good either.
I actually get that. But, like, I mean, Baker, it's like he was like, Matt Rhule, all right, shut the fuck up, please. Like,
let me call the plays.
I swear he turned the thing off, yeah. So I'm a little off on that. If I had to bet, I'm probably going to convince myself to bet Carolina, just for the record, as we're doing this. So I'll probably end up taking Carolina. But, yeah.
Yep. I'm with you on that, if I had a gun to my head. So.
Yeah, if you have to take someone. All right.
Patriots-Steelers, finally one that we both have some strong opinions on. So I already took the under 40 total. I do plan on taking the Patriots -2.5. Want to see maybe if there's some money in on the Steelers. Kind of an overreaction. Oh, the Patriots are terrible. They got waxed by the Dolphins, and Steelers pulled one out of their ass last week, but they're still not a very good team. And as Belichick will show, as he owns the Steelers, Trubisky's pretty bad, and I don't think the offense is gonna just be able to sustain enough to match the defense play. So last week, Steelers defense, of course, five turnovers, basically won the game, with the kicking and special teams. So I like the Patriots and the under.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I needed a little alone time thinking of all the paths for Steelers wins over the last 10 years. But
no. Jerking off in between breaks.
just a little bit, but I'm actually with you. I think if there's a game in this entire NFL season where there's not a touchdown scored, it could be this one. I know.
Yeah. Talk about like a 1916 kind of game. Or...
Oh, I was thinking like 9-6. But yeah, I'm definitely with you on the under. And yeah, the line's a little stinky, so I would have to lean Pat. I actually don't love the Pats, but like you said, like there's a reason Vegas is doing that line. Like it is a little strange that a team that looks so bad is a road favorite. And the under, you could put that fucking thing at 32. I think I'd take the under. I legitimately think this is, I don't know, 13.
Well, when it gets to the end of the first quarter and it's 0-0, I'm probably going to take that under 32, because that's probably what it'll be.
Yeah, so. like the extra live bet. Yeah.
With me
there. I think this is going to be really, really ugly. You've got Mac Jones versus Trubisky. You've got two decent defenses. Like, yeah, I'm with you there. So.
Okay, nice. We have Colts and Jaguars. Jaguars at home, Indy laying 3. This one, a little bit, I think it's kind of a stinky line. I don't know if they're trying to get you to take Jacksonville. Jacksonville definitely had chances to win last week. The Colts, very unimpressive until the wee hours of that game against the Texans and pulled that tie out of their ass. So I would, gun to my head, I would lean Colts because it's at 3 and I can probably get the push, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Jaguars win, because it seems like, I don't know, this was Carson Wentz, but I think that was a game that the Colts went to Jacksonville and failed miserably at the end of last season, correct?
Yeah, week 18. Real quick, actually, you threw me off. This is the first line that my site does not have. I still had 3.5. So 3 is definitely interesting. That's obviously that's literally the biggest hook you can have. I'm probably not going to bet it. I kind of like the Jags at 3.5. I'm not sure how much I like it at 3. Wouldn't it be the most Colts thing ever post Andrew Luck and then obviously Manning before to just go 0-2? Like, what if they tied?
0-2.
I don't even know how you do that standings wise.
Who fucking knows?
Like, if a team is 8-7-2 and the other team is 9-8, who wins the division? It's something we never had to think about. But the Colts might be, Can I just officially predict a tie?
Sure.
I'm going to do that. So I guess, yeah, Jags plus the points because I think
that would be a cover.
23-23 final score.
All right. I'm going to say Colts 24, Jags 17.
Okay. Fair enough.
Solid game up next. We have Dolphins at Ravens. My site's still showing the hook at Baltimore -3.5. Dolphins, you know, nice little win last week. Ravens really didn't get tested against the Jets. This is one I'm probably not going to touch because I could see both teams winning, and I'm just going to enjoy this one.
I'll take the Ravens for multiple units.
Really? Is that because of the hook? Or because of the just a gut feeling?
It's because the Ravens have a good quarterback and the Dolphins don't.
I mean, Dolphins have a decent defense. I mean,
yeah, it's the quarterbacks. Literally, we're talking A- versus D+. So, I'll take the Ravens at home.
I think I'm not a Tua stan, but I'd give them a C-, to be honest.
That's polite.
All right. Well, you can take Baltimore, and I'm just probably not going to bet it. So,
I was going to say I'm going to be pretty simple here and not going to waver. I think the Ravens beat the fucking shit out of them. So,
all right, sir. We have a hodgepodge of big ass lines coming next with teams that lost week one. So we have Falcons at Rams. Rams laying 10. Do you want me to give the other big lines as well or just go one by one?
Yeah, why don't we just do them all together? Because, what, Niners, Sea Chickens.
Niners, Sea Chickens Packers, is also, Bears. Yep, and then Broncos, Texans. I would kind of lump them all together. So teams that lost week one, heavy favorites at home.
Yeah, so I actually think, you know, we talk enough. Sometimes you just don't have to bet. And I think this is a nice place to abstain. I definitely want no part of the Rams-Falcons. I want no part of the Broncos-Texans. I would slightly lean Niners just because that's the one that's a little stinky. It's like, oh, Seattle just won and Trey Lance is the worst. And, you know, like, maybe that's the one that the Niners just get right. But, yeah, in general, I don't really like that. Packers-Bears, I would probably lean under. I think Green Bay's D is going to come out, you know, gangbusters. I don't think Chicago is going to do anything offensively. And I don't, you know, we don't have to get to a wormhole with Rodgers and the receivers, but I don't think they're exactly putting up 40. So I think that's probably like a 27-10 game, 23-13, something in that realm where it's probably under 40. So I think my favorites would be the Green Bay under. And like I said, I do, if I had to take one, I do think San Francisco probably. The San Fran D is still really good. I don't care what you think about Trey Lance. The Seahawks still stink. So that still just seems like a, 23-10, 23-6, something like that. Like I don't see Seattle having many positive drives.
So just to quickly comment, love the Bears Packers under 41.5 for the record. I will be betting that. Rodgers also owns the Bears. This is at Lambeau. So
he did tell them that. He still fucking owns them.
So he does own them. They lost week one just like they did last year. I don't think they're going to light the world on fire, Green Bay. I mean, but they are not losing this game. The of those ones we talked about, staying away from the Niners, Sea Chickens, and the Falcons, Rams. But I just have a weird feeling about Denver at home to the Texans, similar to the Sea Chickens. The Texans are terrible. They are going to be one of the three or four worst teams in the league. And I watched the entirety of the Broncos-Seahawks game. The Broncos getting inside the 2-yard line, I believe, three possessions to start the second half. And they had 3 points in three possessions inside the five. So I think that changes. They can't get any worse in the red zone. And they turn some of that into touchdowns. They have more talent. They have better quarterback. And, Texans coming off that tie, against the Colts. I don't see the Broncos losing. And, if that maybe got down to like -9.5 instead of 10, I would probably convince myself to take Denver.
Yeah, you slightly actually sold me there. And also on that, going back to another game, you just said the whole thing about, at the goal line. The Jags could have been beaten the Seawards by like 15. They might be better than we realize. Lawrence overthrew Etienne on the one. There was a fourth down stop. So yeah, I'm just thinking. And obviously the Bengals Steelers thing. I know obviously you were thrilled at the Steelers winning, but like you really watch that game, you're like, all right. If they play 10 times, the Bengals are winning 9. I feel like if the Broncos and Seahawks play 10 times, the Broncos are winning 8 or 9. I feel the same way about the Jags, Commander. So maybe we need to look at that too. Like not just play results. Like there were a few games in week one where it's like,
definitely false information.
Yeah. And I know we didn't mention the Bengals and Cowboys just because of the injuries and all that, but that seems like it could legitimately be 38-10.
Yeah, I am very confused. I don't know why the line is 7. I think it's a complete disrespect to the Bengals. I don't know if this is just like a public thing and the Cowboys always, getting extra money on them.
But yeah, I assume it's because they lost.
But I'm taking multiple units on the Bengals. I believe I already bet them at the 7, nice to get the push if it comes down to that. But I think the Bengals blow them the fuck out. The Bengals should have beat the Steelers multiple times. An extra point, of course, at the end of the game. And after Burrow not playing the preseason, he still almost pulled that game out of his ass. He is, of course, has, a huge advantage over Cooper Rush, who shouldn't even really be in the league. And then you have a Cowboys team that is injured and quite pathetic, as we saw week one against Tampa. So, I love the 100%. Bengals, actually, multiple units.
Well, and let's not forget, too, the Bengals also have the number one overall pick, at least in my fantasy football draft, Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah, you might be the only league where he's the number one overall pick, but I think that was a good pick.
I might be the only person, literally. We don't get enough listeners, but I almost want to know, like, is there another human that took Ja'Marr Chase first when they had the first overall pick? I don't think so.
And in a PPR league, I don't even hate it because I saw a couple people take Cooper Kupp first overall in some mock drafts. And also, you know who lit it up week one?
Mr. Jefferson.
Yeah, exactly. Jefferson looks like a great first overall pick right now. So
trust me, I thought about him too. And after week one, so real quick, like nobody cares about fantasy stuff, but obviously I have Ja'Marr Chase. The only other person I considered was Justin Jefferson. I went against him in week one. I scored 167 points in my fantasy league, third highest of 12 people, and I lost by almost 40. So that's how fantasy football works.
That's how the cookie crumbles, brother.
Yeah, it's pretty pathetic. It's pretty annoying. But
so we'll wrap up here.
Monday night games.
I'll say Cardinals Raiders and then Monday night games.
Cardinals Raiders.
5.5 for the Vegas.
Yeah, little stinky in terms of. I actually think they're begging you to take Arizona, so I'll take Vegas. I'm not going to bet on it. I think Vegas wins. I'm not going to lay 5.5. But
yep, dead number, and I would lean Vegas as well.
Yeah.
So Monday night we have Titans at Bills. No respect for the Titans, of course. Bills at home looked impressive week one, laying 10, and my gut would be to lay the points, but the Titans are weird, and sometimes they show up when you least expect them. Vrabel always seems to get the boys rallied, and every year they win 9 or 10 games, so I haven't, you know, I've been proven wrong multiple times.
Yeah, the only thing I'm going to say about that, I'm pretty much with you. Like, I'm not going to take it. If you are looking at maybe a like a teaser, maybe a parlay, like, you know, something long, like maybe a nice big steamer, just throw the Bills in there. You know, maybe like a little four-teamer. And if you hit the first three legs, easy hedge. Because the Titans absolutely, yep. Just, you know, you do a four-teamer. And you throw a couple hundred bucks and the first three legs hit, you know, just throw 40 bucks on the Titans to win it, or, you know, like go half on the plus 10. So that's honestly all I have to give on that. I definitely wouldn't bet it. Like you said, I mean, you literally just said it. The Titans have been just doing whatever for however long.
Yeah, since they got Tannehill, it's just they've been a fucking, like, I can't get them right. They're kind of like Atlanta where, you know, you don't really know what you're going to fucking get out of them. They could, you know, cover a big line and then, you know, lose the game after they were up 21. So,
yeah, just a strange team for sure.
Finale, because it's a doubleheader on Monday night, we have Vikings at Eagles. I am more interested in watching this game. Both teams won week one, Eagles in a high scoring affair against the Lions, and then Vikings, you know, beating the Packers, as everyone knows. Seems like Philly laying 2 at home, so Vegas seems to think these teams are pretty even. I'm not sure if I'm going to take a side on this, but kick back and relax and enjoy. I kind of like the over. I believe, let's see what the number is, 50.5. So definitely on the higher side, but I still like the total over.
Yeah, generally I'm with you. Don't love it. Might not bet it. I would actually take the birds minus the points if I had to. But I got to tell you, I saw, I can't remember who, I can't give them the shout out, or actually the opposite of that. There was literally something on Twitter that's like, oh, Vikings Eagles NFC Championship preview. And I couldn't roll my ass. Both yeah. teams, you know, getting their flowers, as the kids say.
Participation award when they lose in the first round.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be a good game. It'll be a fun game. Like you said, more sit back and watch. I might take the bird small.
And the more that I think about it, when Philly gave up 35 to the Lions.
Yeah, the Lions could have come back.
Yeah, and Jude agrees how pitiful.
Jude loves the Vikings.
Oh, absolutely loves the Vikings. He thinks Jefferson's going to put up huge numbers against that secondary, and Mr. Cousins is going to have himself a day. So, on the record, Jude loves the Vikings money line.
All right, so Jude, I mean, man, I actually messed this up. We should have added Jude to the pool, see how he could do against Barkley.
I know.
We could have a dog and a baby.
Damn. I think next year we'll get him a little bit of experience under his belt, and then, you know, teach him the ropes, and
yeah,
then he can just fade me. Yeah.
Next year in that onesie. Yeah, I mean, not, you know, it's week one, so I'm not trying to be a jerk, but fading. You were fine, but there, I mean, my father was 0-6, so, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with 3-3. I had myself quite the cold spell in the middle of last season. So, yeah, I look to, you know, get my sea legs and climb the standings.
Well, 3-3, you know what they say, 3-3 is where the geniuses live, because I'm also 3-3. I hope that's what they say.
I did read that.
Yeah, right? It's everywhere. I think that's what 3-3 is. But yeah, this was a good talk, a lot of bets. So real quick, before we finish, is there, if you had to give one as your favorite, college or pro, what do you got?
Oof, that put me on the spot here.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'll give one of each. So favorite NFL bet of the week, Steelers Pats under. And then for college, oof, this is tough. There's a few that I really like, but I'm actually going to say Texas A&M -6 at home. My favorite college pick.
Yeah, we're aligned. That's my second favorite. My favorite's going to be Penn State. Again, I actually hope I'm wrong, but I think Auburn's a tire fire. NFL, there's not anything that truly stands out. If I had to pick one, I do think – I can't believe I'm saying this because it's not a game that really matters, but just like the whole – I think it's Carolina over the Giants. Like, I was actually really impressed with the Panthers in the second half. And as long as that fat slob Matt Rhule isn't doing, you know, anything too crazy. Giants, I think, got a little lucky against a bad team. So I think the Panthers, like, that should be like a -3 to me. So, yeah, ugly game, but Penn State and Carolina, let's go.
All right, buddy. Well, I will be on a plane tomorrow morning and out of town this weekend, but I will find televisions where I can. And, we will chat soon. Good luck to you and everyone else. Gamble responsibly.
Yeah, you. That's right. Yeah, we need a sponsor, like bet responsibly. But yeah, agree.
Sponsored by Gerber, baby.
Yeah, sounds good. All right, man. Have a great weekend, and yeah, watch when you can, and we'll connect next week.
All right, buddy. Peace.
All right, peace.